Hello everyone and welcome to the latest Fancast pre-match. It's your host Little Dan. Here with me this week, I've got the 2008-2009 championship winning season player of the year, the last Wolves captain that beat Liverpool in the Premier League. It's Mr. Reliable, Kevin Foley. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm very well, Dan. Thanks for having me. What an introduction that was. I didn't
I
really
haven't even started yet. What a player you were for us constantly, Mr. Reliable. As I said, got one over Stevie Gerrard back in 2010, the last captain of the Wolves side that beat Liverpool at Anfield, winner from Stephen Ward that night. Just yeah, thanks for your service to Wolves, one of those players that just goes underrated in our history. Touching on Liverpool, Wolves at home to Liverpool on Monday. Liverpool quite in different form at the moment. Wolves 8 points behind Liverpool. I think if people told Wolves fans come this time of the season, you'd be 8 points behind Liverpool, I think they would have bit their hand off. But I think that just shows how indifferent Liverpool have been. How do you see Wolves going into it Monday? How do you see us setting up? Do we need to go at them because they're sort of struggling confidence wise, or stick to our sort of back five and counter?
Well, they are very fragile. Who would have thought this? At the start of the season, Liverpool be having the season they're having. I think they've lost, someone was telling me, six home games on the bounce, which is just unheard of. If ever there was a good time to play Liverpool, surely it's now, especially at home. Wolves seem to have got back into a little bit of a rhythm, getting a few results of late. So I think it's a good time to play them.
Obviously, recently Wolves have been sort of fluttering between two formations. We've tried sort of a back four at times this season, and Wolves sort of have missed that. We've massively missed Raúl Jiménez this season. What have you made of the sort of signings in regards to Fabio Silva and William Jose?
I mean, they're tough shoes to fill, aren't they? Jimenez, I
Massive.
mean, he's led the line for a couple of seasons now, and he's Wolves fans know all about him, but then so do the Man United fans, because he was quick to go to Man United and clubs like this because of the job he was doing. He was very much a part of Wolves' success, the way Wolves have someone reliable in getting the ball up to. Okay, and then being able to counter-attack from there, because he was such a handful. Reminds me of Kevin Doyle back in the day a little bit, probably with added quality, the way you can hold, occupy two or three defenders. So Wolves have certainly missed that. They've certainly missed that this season. And the sooner he can come back into the starting lineup, the better. So he's just one of them players that brings players into the game. And I know Silva, he's a young player, and there's still going to be a lot more to come from him. But yeah, when you're missing a player like Jimenez, you do feel it.
Massive loss for Wolves in the summer, not only losing Matt Doherty, but Diogo Jota making his return to Molineux on Monday. How much do Wolves need to fear him?
They do. I mean, what a player he has been for Wolves. What a player he was for Liverpool at the start of the season. Hit the ground running. Anyone that doubted him when he moved there, I think he proved people straight away, top quality player he was. Again, another one of them Wolves players that brought in from abroad that have gone on to great things. It's a shame Wolves didn't keep hold of him, but obviously when a team like Liverpool come calling, it's hard not to go. So he's getting back to full fitness. Of course, he will love Wolves, but he'll enjoy nothing better than scoring, getting on the score sheet for his current club. That's what he's paid to do. So Wolves will have to fear him, I'm sure. And there won't be any love lost, I'm sure, between him and his ex-defensive teammates.
What's your sort of gut instinct on score prediction for Monday? Obviously, it's a massive uphill task against Liverpool, even with their form that they're in. But even sort of without the fans, it is going to be a hard task for Wolves on Monday.
It will be. I mean, obviously, Liverpool are coming off the back of a good win in Europe there the other night, so their confidence will be up again. But listen, they're still missing a lot of key players. It's just a shame, you just touched on it there, that the fans are not there, because football without fans is only half of football, in my opinion, because playing against a team like Liverpool, you know, under the lights. There's nothing better. I've experienced it a few times, and you know, let's just hope, you know, it's sooner rather than later that the fans can come back in, and games like this where they can get right behind the Wolves team. But I do think, you know, there is an opportunity there for Wolves, getting back defensively, getting solid again, you know, defending in a back five at times, but then being a little bit more, you know, aggressive going forward would be great to see. So, you know, I would love to say a win, but, you know, my head's telling me maybe a draw.
Yes, it's a tough one. I'm being a bit over-optimistic. I'm going for a Wolves 1-0, and I'm going for Connor Cody to get the winner. I think the footballing gods are due to be on our side for once this season, and I'm hoping it falls at the feet of Connor Cody.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous bet if you're going to go on Connor Cody 1-0, but that's what I'm going on.
It's got to be 4-1, hasn't it? Something like that. He has come close. He's obviously scored quite recently. So, yeah, not a bad one.
Yeah, he had two big chances in our last game against Villa. I'm not sure if you saw that off set pieces. So he came close, and I'm hoping with Liverpool's fragility, with still massive blow losing Virgil van Dijk, no Joe Gomez, they are open to having chances against them. So hopefully with the footballing gods on our side, we can get the win on Monday. Obviously, you know a lot about Wolves. What do you think we need to do in regards to summer recruitment?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Looking at it, you know, a lot depends on Jimenez, how he reacts, you know, how he reacts coming back from injury, because that is a major injury. You know, you don't know what he's going to be like, if he's going to have further complications after his recovery next season. So I'd be keeping a close eye on that and looking at possibly another striker, you know, with the same sort of presence as him. Other than that, I mean, Moutinho, what a great player he's been. Neves as well, but you're probably looking at maybe a midfielder. I know Dendonka, I'm a big fan of Dendonka, but he's sort of that utility player who fills in at the back, centre-back, midfield. These players are not getting any younger, so maybe freshening it up in there somewhere wouldn't be a bad thing.
Do you think, sort of, from a formation point of view, there needs to be changes, well, transition to a new formation, maybe?
I don't know. Obviously, Wolves tinkered around with the back four, and I just don't think it suited them from the games that I saw. You know, I was desperate for them to go back to the middle three centre backs, especially with Connor Cody in the middle. Possibly looking at someone who can step into Connor's shoes if anything ever happened to him. Might not be a bad idea, but I do like the way they play. The way they set up, at times it can be, obviously, you're soaking up a lot of pressure and then you need to be really quick on the break, which, you know, if we go back to last season, the season before, players like Jota, Jimenez, they could get out and attack. But when you haven't got them types of players there, it can be difficult. So obviously Nuno's working on it. It's not an easy thing to get the balance right. And, You always want to be great defensively, but great, you know, when you're attacking as well. And it's never an easy thing to master.
Right, I just want to quickly touch on a head coach that you've worked with at more than one club, Ståle Solbakken and Wolves and Copenhagen. There's been sort of a split within the fan base recently in regards to the future of Nuno, whether he's still the man to take us forward in the long run. Hypothetically, with the resources that Nuno's had, was Ståle Solbakken the right man at the wrong time? How far could Ståle Solbakken have taken Wolves with these sort of resources?
Well,
bearing in mind how far he took Copenhagen in the Europa League last season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he was given a great opportunity in coming to Wolves, and you've used the quote there, and I've used it exactly before. It was the right club at the wrong time for Ståle. He was sort of thrown in at the deep end. I think Terry Connor was still here as an assistant. He had taken over, then he was back to an assistant. We'd been relegated. We'd had a lot of players that we could have probably done with getting rid of. So that was hard to manage in itself. Then the expectations of dropping into the Championship, it was tough. A league that Ståle and his assistant didn't really know too much about. So it was unfortunate, but I did see things in Stoller that I really liked. Obviously, he didn't last long. You know, it wasn't drastic, but, you know, being relegated from the Premier League, everyone expected us to do a lot better than we had been doing. So he lost his job. But then I was fortunate to work with him about 2 years later, and I went to Copenhagen. And I just saw a different side to him. He was quite comfortable. He'd been there for a few years. The way he worked, I was really a big fan of. Everyone was behind him in that Copenhagen team. They were dominating in Denmark. They were going really well in Europe. And I do just reiterate what you said. I think he was the right man for Wolves at the wrong time, because let's remember, Steve Morgan wanted to go a completely different path to what Mick McCarthy: roll your sleeves up, work hard, run your socks off, play your heart out. So he wanted this foreign style, and he brought that in, but didn't really give him the time to adapt it and use it.
Right. So what's the sort of situation where you're at now? Now you're at Tampa Bay Rowdies over in America. How's things going over there?
Yeah, really well. We're just into our first week of pre-season. Because of COVID, we're about 2 months behind. So we would normally have started the season by now. But we'll be starting at the start of May. We've got probably 6 or 7 weeks of training. We've got quite a lot of friendly matches against MLS teams coming up, so that'll be exciting for the team. And it's just great. It's just great being part of a setup. We had a really successful year last year, my first year in proper coaching at, you know, at first team level. So I really enjoyed that. Learned a hell of a lot, and just looking forward to trying to do the same again this year, traveling, seeing different parts of the US, and, you know, trying to learn as much as I can.
It's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing well over there, obviously, with former Wolves teammate Neil Collins. I hope you can wish him and the rest of the team all the best from the Wolves fan base. And thank you for giving your time tonight.
Definitely, Dan. Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me.
All right. Right, we're back. Thanks for Kevin Fowley for appearing on tonight's show. Absolute great sermon for the club. Got two Fancastrians with me tonight. Current Fancast leader in our WhatsApp Fantasy Premier League. We've got Kim Smith. And Hello. We've got Nuno in executive, Jordan Russell.
Hiya, lads. Hiya, girls. How are we?
Right, let's get straight to it. Neither of you were on the last podcast, so no one really knows your opinion. Liverpool at home on Monday. They've got in different form. Jordan, do you think we can get a result?
I think we can. I think it's going to be difficult, though. And I think that, you know, Liverpool, for me, you know, they're still a very, very good team. And they've got still got world-class players across there. You know, granted, they've got their injuries and stuff. You know, we're recording this on Thursday. Last night against Leipzig, they were a lot better. Unfortunately, Diogo Jota coming back gives them a bit of dynamism up front. And they look like a different outfit for me. So, yes, we can get a result, but I do think it'll be still a tricky match on Monday night.
Kim, just what's your thoughts? Obviously, Liverpool aren't exactly pushing the title race. We're only 8 points behind them, I think. What do you reckon on Monday?
8 points behind them, and they've only won one of their last 5 games. So, for me, we've got a chance. We're in better form than them. I mean, we've won two of our last five. We've drew two and only lost one. So, I think, personally, you know, I think there's a chance, you know. Obviously, Jota coming back into Liverpool's team's not ideal. But Salah's been out of form lately. Mane has been out of form. So, yeah, for me, definitely, I think there's a chance.
So, yeah, for those people who like a bit of a flutter on the football, you can get Wolves to win at 7-2, draw the 13-5, and Liverpool to get the win at 3-4. Just sort of score predictions, first goal scorer and correct result, Jordan.
I'm going to go with my head over my heart, unfortunately, with this. And I do think Liverpool will beat us on Monday night. I think they'll be too strong for us. And I'm predicting a 3-1 Liverpool win, unfortunately. So you can get that for 12-1 with our friends at Ball Sports. And when it comes to first goal scorer, I'm not going to go with the man that could come back and haunt us. I'm going to go with Mo Salah, top scorer in the league, 11-4 first goal scorer. So the 3-1 Liverpool, Mohamed Salah to score first, is at 30-1 on Boyle Sports.
Kim, where's your money at?
So for me, I'm not going to go with the first goal scorer, but I am going to place my bets on a 1-1 score draw. So with Boyle Sports, you can get that at 6-1, which I think, whilst it's not huge, I think that's a likely result for me. So, yeah, 1-1.
Right. I'm relying on the footballing gods to help me win big on Monday. I'm going with Wolves 1-0, Connor Cody first goal scorer, and you can get that at 275-1. If that's not worth a pound of your money, I don't know what is. What about your bet builders? Have you got anything that way, Kim?
Yes. So this is the bet builder of the weekend. Right. So draw. Game to be, so it could be 1-0, 1-1, 2-2. Ruben Neves to score at any time, and Andy Robertson to be booked 100-1 with Boyle Sports. Get on it.
Think of that, Jordan.
Sounds quite good, doesn't it? It sounds like a cheek, you know, it sounds like a bit of value in that. You can quite easily see Andy Robertson getting booked, and to be honest with you, Ruben Neves is the only person scoring for us at the minute, so seems quite favourable to me.
Worth a pound.
I think we've all touched on it that Jota is unfortunately likely to score on Monday. What odds do you think you can get on Jota to have a hat trick on Monday, Jordan?
So check this out for you, because I know that you'll be putting a fiver on it as well, because you're a big Diogo Jota fan still. 40-1 with Boyle Sports for him to come back and break our hearts.
The absolute swine if he does that. I've got a cheeky another bet. Connor Cody, anytime, under 2.5 goals, and Moutinho to be booked 200-1. Honestly, we're filling your bank accounts with bankers. Get yourself on Boyle Sports, have a flutter on them. Let's quickly touch on Fantasy Premier League, because we're all three of us are big into this game. Kim's currently leading out of all the Fancastrians WhatsApp group. Sort of cheeky. Who's your sort of safe captain choice for the weekend, and who do you think is a bit of a player that high risk, high reward? Kim?
So I think there's only one obvious captain choice, actually. It's quite difficult, I think, this weekend. Probably Bruno Fernandes, who's at home, I believe, to West Ham. He hasn't been in great form, but obviously scored in the derby, I believe, and he's on penalty. So that would be a safe captain choice. Other than that, I guess there's just the Man City assets, KDB, Gundogan, but yeah, you can't predict, can you, the lineup with City, so it's always a worry, isn't it, when you go up for a City captain.
I can see you in my rear view mirror, Jordan, in the fantasy league. Who are you picking captain wise this week?
They ain't going to be Raheem Sterling after I captained him this weekend. Got me a big fat, I think he got 4 points, maybe. He wasn't very good. So my safe bet, I haven't got Bruno and I haven't had him all year because I just can't stand the bloke, and it's my own fault. So I'm not going to change now. My safe bet, I think it's Mo Salah, unfortunately, against Wolves. I just see us conceding a few goals. I've said I think it'll be 3-1, and, you know, if they're scoring goals at the minute, you still predict it to be Mo Salah, unfortunately. My outside, I guess, captain choice of the weekend, and I am still contemplating doing it just because I feel a bit dirty captaining a player against Wolves, would be Gareth Bale away at Arsenal. He's not starting tonight, resting for Sunday, and he's on form at the minute. So Gareth Bale could be a cheeky one to me.
I think purely because a lot of ex-players come back to haunt us, I think if you want a nice, reasonably priced new addition to your squad, you bring in Diogo Jota this week. I think he's around six and a half million on the Fantasy Premier League website currently. If you want a high risk, high reward, go back to my bet. Connor Cody, clean sheet, free bonus, and a goal. That's big points for a captain. High risk, high reward. It's the business end of the Fantasy Premier League season. Let us know in the comments section below who you went for. And yeah, thanks for watching. If you like the Fancast flag behind me, or you want a simple fan cast face mask, get our sponsors, the Sports Shop in Kings Winford. They do all your printing for any sporting clothes, school uniforms. They're big on that now. Get involved with them. Everyone, take care and up the Wolves against Liverpool. Say goodbye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
And I'll see ya when I see ya.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
When I had a boyfriend, did you think that we were sexually active?
I sure didn't.
I had to be naked.
No. Completely butt naked?
Well, I had shoes on.
Happy Mother's Day. I'm Nikki Levy, and welcome to Don't Tell My Mother. Don't Tell My Mother is where celebrities like Adam Rippon, Constance Zimmer, Zainab Johnson, and Emily Hampshire tell true stories they'd never want their moms to know. And then they tell their moms.
I would get up early and look at porn. You knew that.
Yes.
You had your diary underneath the pillow.
You read my diary?
I did.
Subscribe to Don't Tell My Mother wherever you get your podcasts. If it's not one thing,
it's your mother.
Just don't tell my mother.
Acast recommends.